W Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Early indicators suggest it was a strong holiday shopping season.
This new report from MasterCard Spending Pulse shows that between November 1st and December 24th, overall retail sales increased almost 4% compared to a year ago, and we are seeing big growth in e-commerce. Online purchases surged almost 7% from last year, while sales in-store were up about 3%.
ABC's Elizabeth Schulze. It was a white Christmas for millions, but it could also be a stormy day after for parts of Texas, Arkansas, and Louisiana. There are avalanche warnings in effect for parts of Oregon and Washington. It's a day of mourning in Azerbaijan following the plane crash Wednesday in Kazakhstan that killed 38 people. 29 did survive, but the cause of the crash is unknown. Also unknown, why the plane bound for Russia diverted to Kazakhstan. In Indonesia, a service today marking 20 years since the Indian Ocean tsunami that killed over 200,000 people. This is ABC. A grim discovery in a home in New Hampshire.
Four more deaths that appear to be carbon monoxide related.
State Fire Marshal Sean Toomey after the four victims were found in a home in Wakefield. This follows similar deaths in the state in the last few months linked to carbon monoxide. Scary moments outside of one of the most famous stores in the world. A New York City taxi cab jumped the curb just feet from the doors of Macy's. ABC's Phil Tate has details from the scene.
Authorities tell us that driver behind the wheel, who was just 50 years old, was having some form of a medical episode, and that taxi cab had plowed into multiple people, including a mother and her 9-year-old son. We're told that they are from Australia. The good news is they are expected to be okay.
Gas prices may be going up a bit soon as oil futures bumping up this morning, closing 0.3% higher on hopes of a fresh stimulus from the Chinese government. And the Israeli military says it destroyed newly discovered tunnels that Hamas have been using as a hideout. The route was more than a mile long. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
In the market for a home loan? It's time to meet Kristen Ambos, the top 1% of loan originators in the U.S. and the number one female loan officer in Wisconsin for 2 years running. With over 20 years experience, Kristen and Point Mortgage Corporation are here to serve all of your lending needs, from conventional to FHA, USDA, and VA loans. Plus, with their rate match guarantee, if they can't beat your pre-approved rate, they'll pay you $500. Call Kristen Ambos today at 920-606-1156 and let her and Point Mortgage make your home ownership dreams come true.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, Talk of Green Bay.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
The Packers headed to the playoffs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers face the Vikings Sunday. Game time now 3:25 in Minnesota. Green Bay clinched his spot in the playoffs after beating the Saints. Running back Josh Jacobs excited to finally reach the postseason as a Packer after 5 years with the Raiders.
You got games in front of you. You know, we still fighting, you know, trying to be as best of a team that we can be. We finally put a complete game together. That's something that we've been hunting since the beginning of the season. I mean, it just feels like our ceiling is keep going up.
College basketball, the Marquette Golden Eagles taking some time off. Their next game, New Year's Eve, on the road at Providence. Senior forward David Joplin scored 19 in their win over Xavier. Joplin now has over 1,000 points in his career with the Golden Eagles.
He scored a lot of points. I'm grateful for him. You know, anytime you have someone that's scored over 1,000 points at the same school, you know, that you're just grateful that he's been around that long and that we got, you know, two-thirds of our season left with him.
That's Marquette head coach Shaka Smart with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. If you're looking for things to do between Christmas and New Year's, there is lots to see in the theaters at the moment. If you're looking for a well-reviewed musical biopic where the lead character is a monkey, the film Better Man might be for you. It tells the story of the meteoric rise of British pop sensation and former boy band member Rob Williams and his fall from grace. If you're wondering why they made him a monkey in the film, it's because Williams says he always felt less evolved and because when he's on stage, he sometimes feels like a monkey. One of the weirdest trailers I've ever seen, but it is getting good reviews. Other films that open on Christmas Day include The Fire Inside, about a female boxer from Flint, Michigan, who becomes the first woman to win gold in the sport at the Olympics. Great reviews. The Bob Dylan biopic, A Complete Unknown, starring Timothy Chalamet, is currently in theaters and is also incredibly well-reviewed and is getting Oscar buzz. Let's go to the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be foggy and drizzly today, but it is going to be a little warmer with a high in the upper 30s this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy with more fog and drizzle, 35. Tomorrow, cloudy and warmer with scattered areas of light rain. Our high tomorrow, 42. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt. Join me this Sunday from 1 to 2 here on WGBW as we talk about homelessness during the holidays in Green Bay.
Lean Local with Jim Schmidt, Sunday afternoons at 1 on 97.9 WGBW and the Civic Media app.
From Ashwaubenon to Alloway, this is 97.9 WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Hour number two of Mino the Mayor here in the day after Christmas, 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 and 96.5 FM WISS, now coming your way in Appleton, which is really, really exciting.
That's awesome.
And, of course, the Civic Media app. Got to ask you a little something here about Christmas presents and everything like that. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I went into Walmart the other night to buy that, you know, the Christmas shirt thing for Burke's show.
Oh, yes.
And I was like 21st or 22nd. I can't remember what it was in line. What's it like work? Todd, have you worked at a place like, what's that like working at a place like that?
Does it
the stress?
The worst.
I mean, it doesn't.
Oh, my gosh. It's got to no
be.
Idea.
Yeah. Does Walmart have self-checkout?
Yeah, but that was same thing. 20 in that line, 20 in this line. It was incredible. Incredible. But yeah. But you know what was nice? The lady, when I get up there, she goes, hi, Merry Christmas. How are you doing? Good or happy? I mean, still, it's like, you know, because you got disgruntled people and then somebody's got their credit cards not working and that's whatever, whatever. Right, and, well, yeah.
No,
I will say one thing. A really nice, I'm going to give a shout out to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Can I give a shout out?
Yeah.
Alloway Liquor. Okay.
Yeah, I like that place.
Went in there to buy a little something for the holidays.
Oh, yeah.
And my credit card wouldn't work. And he's like, you know what? Just take it. Bring it back, you know, a couple days later.
Right.
That, how many places could that happen?
Yeah. He's great. And is he getting healthier? He had a little bit of knee surgery.
He told me, but he had some. Yeah.
Yep, he had a few ailments. But he knows everything about liquor. And if you need something special.
Everything.
That is a great liquor store
in
our community.
That is old. And it says family owned for 70 years. Yeah.
He's probably been there since the first year.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's just great. Yeah, I like that place. It doesn't surprise me. They said, just take this liquor and just pay me, you know, in a couple days.
Yeah.
I don't know that he's going to do that for everybody, though. I don't want to make an announcement that he does that.
But <That's good point>.
There's a line outside the door. What's going on here? But great customer service. Old school customer service.
Love that.
And he knows you. He likes you. I've talked to him about you before.
But it's one of those things where it's like you don't find that very often.
Yeah.
And I'm afraid with those employees. Well, even like when I was at Boss's the other day for my book signing. And it's like, you know, these people are coming in there that have come to Boss's for years and years and years.
Right.
And it's just, I love those old places. Like, God bless the new entrepreneurs and God bless for having the courage to do it. But there's something to be said about these places that have survived for that many years.
I just think that I get the biggest kick out of these companies that are 100 years old, 125. And I was telling you, Todd, I want to get too far off the subject. I was talking about like great guests that we had this year. You know, maybe we can talk about that more next week. But that the guy that was 100 years old, I thought that was
Jack,
really,
isn't he awesome?
Yeah. And that's, I love history. I thought the whole thing with Sarugi's talking about 125 years coming over here, and there were, 12 chocolate manufacturing places, and now there's like two. Give those guys credit, right? The Lebanese guys come over here and just make it work.
Why did Green Bay become confectionery? Is that the term?
Yeah.
Headquarters for confectionery. I mean, is that a German, a Belgian thing, or who? I would, who brought those? Who kind of did
that? You think the milk would have something to do with that, right? The dairy?
No, I guess, right? Okay. I don't know, but why Green Bay? Because it's right. It was incredible how many candy stores. Even some of those old Packer programs I brought in, there were like three or four, maybe five different candy stores advertising in the Packer programs.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't.
But you didn't have any online choices, right? Well, no. There weren't big box stores.
Right.
So you had all these little stores that basically created what you went out and bought every week, you needed.
But they actually made the stuff, too, which is cool.
Right.
You know, and maybe there were a lot of bakeries back then, too. I don't know.
I bet there were.
No.
I mean, I think if this was a big Swiss area or something, that would be the chocolate. Or even, isn't France big with chocolate?
No,
I've never been to France.
I don't know. I would think the Swiss.
But the Swiss more than anything. But there's no Swiss around here. When's the last time you saw a Swiss person? I mean, how would you know? How would you point out a Swiss person? I don't know.
Yeah. Have you been to Mackinac Island?
No. I haven't.
Fudge.
Okay, let me just say this.
Okay.
I'm from the UP, and I bet I've been to fewer tourist kind of places in the UP than anybody. Because when you're growing up there, you know, I remember, this is how far we went. When my dad bought a new Chevy, I think 63 Chevy, and our big trip was to go, like, a long way and go to see the Mackinac Bridge and the thing. We didn't go over it. I don't know why we didn't go over it. We go all the way there, and we don't go over it. We just took pictures of it and then went home. But I've never been to a lot of the touristy things in the UP.
I was going to say, they're big on fudge. Huge.
Oh, that's famous, yeah.
Yeah, I know. That I don't know why that is there, but maybe it's just a marketing thing. But, man, you go in there and watch them make it, and it's just, and that is really, really. But my mother-in-law loved fudge, and we would get that up there.
How many of the Wisconsin touristy places have you been to? Like, I've never been to House on the Rock.
Yeah, a lot.
Never done the Zippin'. Was the Zippin' Pippin' in that book? That book that we're not real big fans.
I believe she did.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Well, shit. No, I would consider myself, I've been to a lot of places. I think that's important, especially in your city. And I had to be in Green Bay, right, with my job. But I like touristy stuff. I like to see it and see what's the buzz and why are people. That House on the Rock, I told you, that's so cool. And there's a lot of neat stuff in Wisconsin. Every state, every city, it's all. It's worth seeing. So, I mean, I think sometimes we're overshadowed a little bit, you know, by the Packers, and there's just, and that, which is great, and that's kind of what we're known for. But, man, there's so many other things, and
you know what looked really,
every city has that.
You know what looked really cool while watching the game the other night? They had that video of the kids going down Aaron's Hill.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That's very cool.
That's a very cool
thing. Have you done that?
I have not.
That's fun.
I have, okay, this is going to sound terrible. I haven't been in the Packers Hall of Fame in... since they built a new one in the atrium. Isn't that something? Because I used to be in the old Hall of Fame every week. We'd do our show there. We used to do the Packers show. And used to go there all the time.
Donna got me last year. It's a Hall of Fame or pass or something.
Let me use it.
VIP. I've never used it, so sure.
I'll take it.
Yeah,
I won't look at that as regifting.
I'm telling you right now.
I'll accept that as a gift.
But they have
and
some...
And I love stuff like that. I love museums.
Well, no, they
I've
have...
never been to that one.
And they have events, too.
Yeah, all kinds of stuff.
So, yes, two stories. That I'm surprised you haven't been there. I go there, I don't know. I've been there for events. There's a lot of events they host there, which is a great place to host an event.
Absolutely.
Wayne Larrabee and I did one time. It's just a great place to go. But I would spend maybe an hour there. There's people who can spend 4 or 5 hours there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know?
But I've never walked around and looked at the whole thing and taken it all in. And it's crazy that I haven't.
Yeah.
I know.
That's a good attraction here in Green Bay. That's a big one. You've been out to the Shrine?
In Champion?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, good. That's another big attraction.
All right. Give me another one.
Botanical Gardens.
Not yet.
Wow.
New Zoo? Have you gone to the New Zoo?
Not really.
Wow.
I've done it. I did some events there, but I've never, like, taken my kids, you know.
Well, if you do events, that counts. Because when you do the event.
I did events.
Okay, and you take the tour.
Yeah.
I don't think he did.
I don't think he did either. What event did you do there? Because that's
it was a big one for one of the diseases.
He didn't do.
I did too.
Is that that? Okay, because they got stuff on Halloween. The Boozoo, they had the whole dinner that feast with the beast. That is a huge, huge event out there. Didn't you go out there when they donated that turtle thing? Everybody was out there. I'm surprised you weren't there. Red Lewis. Those turtles are like 150 years old.
Did you see that alligator that just died that was 90 years old?
No.
No.
Oh, what movie was it from? The alligator what from that, somewhere that, who is 90 years old.
That Crocodile
just died.
Dundee thing?
Yeah, Crocodile Dundee. Yeah. That's what it is.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yes, that's what it was.
I thought he died. I didn't even read the article.
I didn't know alligators could live to 90. Is that incredible? But when I was up at Bud DeYoung Zoo up in Wallace, Michigan, those turtles, I think they live over 100 years old.
Oh, they do. Totally. Those turtles that were there, it's like, man.
You'd some are close to 200 or more. Yeah.
Right. Oh, Can you believe that?
You would think they would
Why aren't we doing that? Okay. We got that we don't have.
So I captured a turtle one time.
Do their DNA.
Just a mud turtle. Okay, I found him in the mine pit where we used to go. We used to play in the, it's almost like ponds.
Right.
In old mine pits. And the turtles were all over. So I took one, and I thought, this would be really cool to keep as a pet. Well, then I didn't have any place to put him. I had a cardboard box. And my dad was like,
yeah, no.
So you know what my brother convinced me to
soft.
Do? We painted on his shell, whatever year that was, like 1969 or something like that, we painted that on his shell. And he said, 50 years from now, somebody might find that and realize how old that turtle is. Or was it my brother's my friend?
That's cool.
Was that a great idea?
Probably didn't stay. I mean, they grow. They're in the water all the time.
Oh, we use good paint. We use acrylic paint.
Right.
But I thought that was a cool idea.
Yeah, that's not bad. No, so you haven't been there. Maybe your resolution, if you are truly an ambassador of the community, Appleton, Oshkosh, Oilstein, we really need to know those areas.
Absolutely.
And that's why I told you this morning, even before our show, that one of my New Year's resolutions is to go to two events outside of our area. Like, I want to go to I've never seen a show at the Grand, and I'm going to get down to Green Lake again.
Yeah.
I mean, Green Lake's awesome. I haven't been there in probably 2 years. I just think that'd be fun to do. So Green Bay is great. I love Green Bay, and I know pretty much about it. I think I've been to a lot of places, but I think there's so much more within, 30, 40, 50 miles. So that's what I'm going to do.
I'm going to do that too.
You guys just do it in Green Bay.
Well, I've been every place in Green Bay.
We just named four of them that you haven't been to.
Went to a lot of other ones.
He's been to Alloway Liquor.
Right.
Alloway.
That guy's great.
I want to buy that. I want to buy Alloway Liquor.
Be a little careful with that.
Why?
Because that's a competitive business.
I know.
You're talking to Costco.
I think it's just great that places like that still survive.
It's great.
I think one of the reasons is because you walk in there and you're greeted like an old friend.
I would agree with all of that. I just don't know that why do small businesses go out? Somebody moves into town. It's like, I got the best customer service. Yeah, but I can save 50 cents or a dollar. And I understand that. That's the way our economy works. But I don't know. I love the small business. I like that guy.
I remember my brother too.
I just want to say that other liquor store on Main Street, that's super popular on Main and on University and Baird.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
That guy, that's a great liquor store for wine. So I was in there talking to him, and I give him an entrepreneurial award. That area of our community, you got to admit, is a little bit more Hispanic, right? When you get out to the east side, that neck of the woods. And that guy is Mr. Tequila. I mean,
no kidding.
And he said, look, I really expanded a little less on the wine side, a little bit more on the tequila side.
Is that the one right on University?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I know where you
mean. That was a really smart move on your part. He goes, I know it was. But, I mean, that's different. But I just think a liquor store, I think that's tough. I do. I don't know if I would do that. But
really?
You could probably make it successful. I'd be worried about you drinking up the profits. But
I knew you were going to say that.
I
was waiting for it. I was waiting for it.
Yeah. You're so predictable.
So are you.
We got Ben Indiana Malachor. Moment the Malachor is coming up. We got Kimberly Stoger, Nutritional Healing, and Brooke Knoll, Simply Sweet Cookbook. Stay with us. On the road again.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA get going slower.
Izervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Big news in Wisconsin this month, as much of the controversial anti-union Act 10 law was struck down in a ruling by Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost. Two takeaways on this. One, the ruling gets at the heart of what has always made this law so brazenly political, by defining public safety employees differently from general public employees. That decision was pretty clearly made not based on across-the-board policy, but on which unions backed Scott Walker for governor in 2010. It would be fitting if that is what ultimately spells the end for this controversial law. Secondly, this case is headed to an appeal, which almost certainly will end up at the Wisconsin Supreme Court. While this case still might be decided by the court's current 4-3 liberal majority, it's a good reminder of just how important the upcoming race for state Supreme Court will be.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
On the road again.
Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Mayor here at 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 and 96.5. Brand new frequency for us for WISS and the Civic Media app. 24 degrees in Green Bay, 27 in Appleton, 27 in Oshkosh. Got a text here. Dowd's Market on Mackinac Island is the longest continuous running grocery store in America.
Wow.
1884, William. Really? In America? That's pretty cool.
That is awesome. Wow. See, that's the kind of stuff that's got to get told. Wow.
Yeah. All righty. I do want to go there someday. I'd love to go to Mackinac Island sometime. Isn't it like crazy expensive, though?
Yeah. Go after. Room? Yes. Go after summer
Labor
season.
Day?
Yeah. And then a couple things. Nobody's there. And I shouldn't say nobody's there. It's just, it's much, much, much quieter. And then you can get a really good deal on a hotel. So they have that. You know, what's that hotel that looks like a ship?
The Grand, isn't it?
The Grand, yeah. But there's another hotel that we liked even better. Anyway, Mackinac should be on your list for 2025.
I'm going to do that.
That is a good one. And I tell you what, that is going to be fun, too. I don't know who you're going with. I would join. That is, I really enjoy that. You know, there's no cars on Mackinac, right?
Yeah. Julia would go. That trip she would go to.
Okay. Horse, take horses.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's very cool. I haven't been in a while, but yeah, that's on the list. No, I'm just going to do more in Wisconsin. Outside of Brown County. I want to do that. I love our state, and I want to just get out and just do something a little different.
What are some, folks, let us know, some of the ones that aren't the big tourist traps, like the House on the Rock or whatever that is. Some little things in outlying areas where it's like, you got to go to this place.
Well, if you watch that, who's that guy that I like? He's goes from city to city.
Charles Carrelt.
No,
he didn't. I love my cabin in Montana. It's my little slice of heaven away from the daily grind of New York City.
Heaven, get me another drink.
And I got this chick that's been shacking up with me for 22 years now.
The other guy, I did a show with him. He goes from city to city. He talks about how great the city is. Todd, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, you're talking about John McGivern, right?
I love him.
He was on. He did Around the Corner with John McGivern. He did all the small towns in Wisconsin, and you'd go in. And
it's unbelievable what he does about the Amish, what he does about like a city like Lake Palatine, Platteville. But he goes and he digs deep and finds out the coolest thing. So you Google that guy and watch one of his shows. You'll be attracted to it if you've never heard of it. He is great.
I'd love to do a show like that.
Yeah,
I think a lot of people. All these different places.
And people really. He's
expanded now, so it's Midwest shows. So.
Yeah, because he did one in Iowa.
Right.
Yeah, I saw that.
So his shows now are Midwest, but he had that show on PBS Wisconsin that was Around the Corner with John McGivern.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I would like? I'll tell you a thing I'd like to go to in Wisconsin. Great. I'd like to find all the different kinds of places where American pickers used to go. Those places that have the. I would love to go to those places.
But do they just really drive up there, or do they have appointments? And is it kind of?
Oh, I'm sure they've got appointments, but. A lot of it's staged. I know.
I would think so.
You have to stage it, though.
These guys can be like, "No, I don't want to say that gas pump." But
I know. And then I think a lot of it is a lot more of it is scripted than.
But this
you'd think
John McGivern guy, and you could do that, and he's just so fun to be with, and he's fun to watch, and they have big parties too. Like he does the filming for a day, and then
why don't I know this show?
You should. We've talked about it, but he's amazing.
I'd love to get
him on, have we?
No, we got to. I'd love to chase him down. I think
is it
remember
a TV
me.
Show or like a podcast type?
No, it's a TV show.
Who carries it?
PBS.
PBS.
Ah, I've never seen this. It sounds like something I'd really like.
Yeah. He and John said to our listeners, "You want to text in something?" I'm like, "Yeah, they can text in whatever they want. We'll try to go." But I think watching John's show would be a good thing to do.
My
too,
show?
John McGivern. So they would come in and they'll go to all the little secret places that people don't know about, tell that story. Then they'll talk with the chamber and Chamber of Commerce and all that kind of stuff. And then at the end, they give the mayor or the leader of the town 30 seconds to say why you should show up.
Yeah. I got to watch this.
30
and,
seconds.
And his brother would come on and talk about all the high school sports.
Really?
Yeah, it was really cool.
Oh, my gosh.
I think it worked because he expanded.
He did. Well, happened was COVID happened, and then everybody started cutting production, so that show went away. But he got a deal to actually expand it.
And it's on PBS?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Got to find this.
People, it's a short drive. Like, I would like to do some of the stuff. Baraboo. I mean, you've heard of Baraboo. That's the museum is there. But he really digs deep, and the people are just, so welcoming. It's like, oh, and this is the best, so-and-so dessert we have, or chocolate. And so to watch one of his videos and then go maybe two or three, I would rather do that than do that Pickers thing. I don't have much interest in that.
What'd you just do?
The other thing that I think is fun to do is follow the, who's the guy that does the roadside restaurants? The Greasy Spoons or Drive-Ins?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
That's another fun thing to do is just to go to all the cool drive-ins.
Okay. There's a guy that also does a thing, and Todd would know, and I feel bad if we did. Todd, do you watch the thing the guy goes to dive bars throughout Wisconsin? And I hate to say dive bars, but that's what he kind of calls it. Did we have him on our show?
I don't know.
Is that the guy? He goes to all these little bars in these tiny little towns
and
types of things and just talks about the, what makes this bar cool? What makes them? Somebody out there help me out on that. What's the name of that?
That would be fun.
Show. Yeah.
So yesterday,
we got a text here. Bearcats Fish Market on Velp Avenue sells Mackinac Island fudge.
Didn't know that. Okay.
A couple more texts coming in. Sarah says there's a Wisconsin Day Trips book that's pretty cool. You can also buy a deck of Travel Wisconsin cards, and it has a different location on that you should check out. Michael in Madison says Epic Headquarters in Verona, buildings designed like Alice in Wonderland. Harry Potter, Charlie Chocolate Factory, all that kind of stuff.
To see that stuff, like you down and you talk about something designed like something else, but if you, in New Orleans, the Catholic Church is designed like Disneyland.
Yeah.
The tower, yeah, the pizza, yeah, and all that stuff. There's just so many cool little things all over this country that are like, wow, that's neat to see.
Well,
and it doesn't cost much.
Jeff Alexander from Channel 2 is retiring.
He did a good job.
Maybe you're the next small towns guy, right?
Yeah. Toss my hat into that ring.
Yeah.
I'd like that.
I'll take what would you say, Jim, if he gets the gig?
I think that's a little deeper than you might. I don't know. I want to say this nicely. Yeah. You're good at going to the bar and find out what a fish fry is, what's your favorite, what's the best Reuben, or what's your best sandwich, what's the Reuben, let me taste that. But Jeff really digs into a lot of history, and maybe he would.
See what he's saying there, John.
He puts a lot into his shows, a lot, and that would be a lot of work. That would be a lot of work, John. I'm sure you could do it, but it would be a lot of work. But I think to promote Wisconsin is fun, and it's such a cool state. We should do more of that next year.
I agree.
I
totally agree.
We could take the trip before we promote it, or we could promote it and then take the trip.
I'm with you.
However you want to do it, but I would love to do that.
Todd, you in?
I'll drive.
Nope.
Ben and Deanna here?
You bet.
The Malcor is moving with them right after this.
I think that's just fine, but if you can spare a minute, well, I'd like to tell you mine. There'd be no truck drivers if it wasn't for us trucks.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Maggie Dawn Show. local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report along with you on a Thursday. Wisconsin dairy researchers are looking to extend the squeakiness of cheese curds. We'll talk about how they're doing it next.
Loss of appetite, drop in milk production, and dehydration are all key indicators of HPAI, or bird flu. This disease is a threat to cattle health and farmers' bottom line. Help protect your herd and reduce the spread by keeping animals hydrated and eating with BioVet. Bovine Gold Light provides key electrolytes for livestock, and our direct-fed microbial products support digestive health and appetite. Learn more at bile-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Dr. Rani Govindasamy joins us from the Center for Dairy Research. She says a longer-lasting squeak could open more markets for fresh curds. They've partnered with the audiology department on the UW-Madison campus to measure the squeakiness of fresh cheese curds. She explains that curds squeak because proteins are rubbing against your teeth.
Think about balloons. You know, to talk about squeakiness, think about a balloon analogy. If you take two inflated balloons and you rub them together, you hear a squeaky sound. Now, if you make the balloons lose air, they no longer have much resistance and will not squeak anymore when rubbed together. So I think it's the same analogy. If your cheese structure is no longer has that toughness or the firmness, and it becomes softer, it loses that squeaky note because there's no more resistance.
Dr. Rani Govindasamy joins us from the Center for Dairy Research with the balloon analogy to help understand the squeakiness of a cheese curd. We'll take a look at more agribusiness news in just a moment.
Can you predict the future? I can't. That's why when I'm planting soybeans, I treat with Heads Up seed treatment. With more than 15 years of research, Heads Up offers proven protection against both white mold and sudden death syndrome. So no matter what the year throws at you, you've already taken that first step to be prepared. Don't let your beans suffer from disease when they're just starting to look their best. Tell your seed dealer you need Heads Up seed treatment. Learn more at headsupst.com.
The UW-Madison's Division of Extension and the Wisconsin Beef Council will be hosting in-person beef quality assurance certification meetings. This will be in the month of January and February. You can find a complete list of those meetings at MidwestFarmReport.com. While you're there, sign up for our morning e-newsletter. That's where you can get farm news delivered to your inbox every morning. One of the stories today, Culver's Thank You Farmers Project has raised $1.5 million to benefit agriculture this year alone. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report. Merry Christmas.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be foggy and drizzly today, but it is going to be a little warmer with a high in the upper 30s this afternoon. Tonight, cloudy with more fog and drizzle, 35. Tomorrow, cloudy and warmer with scattered areas of light rain. Our high tomorrow, 42. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
From the Lake Shore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt. Join me this Sunday from 1 to 2 here on WGBW as we talk about homelessness during the holidays in Green Bay.
Lean Local with Jim Schmidt, Sunday afternoons at 1 on 97.9 WGBW and the Civic Media app.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. One of the world's biggest businesses is putting a pause on a major Racine County project. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
Microsoft has temporarily suspended construction on portions of its massive data center complex in Mount Pleasant. The Milwaukee Business Journal reports that the company is working to refine the project's design. Microsoft has announced plans to invest $3.3 billion and to create 2,300 union construction jobs by next year. The Business Journal says the company is telling them that the project is still on track despite the pause. The Village of Mount Pleasant has issued a statement stating confidence in Microsoft's plans.
Wisconsin will receive some federal funding to help protect the state's only endangered mammal. The U.S. Department of Interior has awarded a grant of over $800,000 to the Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Commission to support recovery efforts for American martens. Wildlife officials say the animals require specific environmental conditions to survive in the wild, and any changes to that environment could cause significant issues. They also say the animals play a crucial role in rodent management and seed dispersal. Earlier this year, the Oshkosh Area Community Pantry changed its operating model. Now it doesn't matter if you live in Oshkosh or even in Winnebago County. Anyone in need can use the pantry. Ryan Rasmussen, Executive Director.
Does that mean folks from Chippewa Falls and Eau Claire and other places are coming? Probably not, right? But significantly what that means is folks from Neenah, Menasha, Appleton, maybe Green Bay, maybe Fond du Lac could potentially come and utilize our services.
To learn more about OACP, visit OACPtoday.org. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Miss part of the show or want to share it with a friend? Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Very special guest joining us right now, Ben and Deanna Malcor, moving with the Malcors. How are you guys doing?
We're doing well.
We're doing good.
Good to see you.
Yeah. I was really worried about making it here today. Because it's not our normal day, and I kept thinking I was going to forget.
Right.
And then I'm like, do we go on at the same time? Like, I don't know if I got a confirmation from Todd.
Yep. Well.
But we're here. We just thought we'd show up.
Yeah, a couple days being hopped up on sugar and wine and stuff like that. It never bodes well for an early morning.
How's your Christmas?
It's good. It's kind of recovery day, right?
Yeah, isn't it, though?
Yeah.
Oh. I like this having the midweek type thing.
Yeah.
And then kind of easing into the weekend, and then next week you got the same thing. I like it. Jim and I decided we're going to take Wednesdays off all year.
We will do the show. We don't want
to make less money.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
We don't want to be replaced. We don't want anybody better than us
filling in.
Yeah. Sure. Is Todd taking notes?
So we're working on Todd's paying no attention to what we're doing.
So the Malcors just got moved right out the door.
No. The Malcors have their own show.
Maybe that's it.
We're going to have to come up with some good news.
Forgot to tell you that part.
Yeah, it's all you.
Absolutely.
So did you travel for the holidays? Are you here? What's the deal?
We stayed here, yeah. Alex and Morgan came from Portland.
That's awesome. Nice.
So we've got some good family time today. We're actually leaving tomorrow morning. And they leave, I think, Saturday. Yeah. So we're going out for lunch today, and it'll be the last time we see them for a couple months.
Back to Florida?
We're going to Florida. They're going back to Portland. Right, we're going to spend New Year's there.
Yes. Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
You cut out of my party early. Did you have fun that night?
We did. We actually joked.
Me and Nikki and her husband were walking up. Yeah. And he goes, well, this must be a heck of a party. It looks like people are leaving already.
Yeah.
And it's only like 20 after 6 or whatever. And then it's you guys. It's like, oh, my God.
They're really busting our chops.
No, it was, thank you so much for the invite. It was nice. Your house is beautiful. But no, we did have other plans that night. So we knew it was going to. We actually stayed a little bit longer than we probably should have.
Did you go up to the concert hall in his house?
We did. Yeah.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah, we did. It was really nice.
We had those kids come and sing from Mishicot High School.
Yeah.
And they asked me to join in.
We did not allow them to drink.
They were young kids. No,
I harmonized with them on Blue Christmas.
Yeah.
Wow. Like out loud or in your head?
I thought it was just in my head, and it was out loud.
Yeah.
When John thought he was singing with them, and he but we thought he was harmonizing because he was off key.
Yeah.
Off key is not harmonizing.
Yeah.
Harmonizing is when you play within the right style.
I was doing something.
Yeah, anyway, you were doing something.
It was fun. And thanks for coming to that.
Wow.
And thanks for the gift you brought.
Yeah.
That'd be a fun house to sell someday, though, huh?
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. It would be fun. Those houses in Astor Park are just amazing.
They're such beauties in Astor Park.
Just love them. Yeah. I would love to buy one of those. Yeah. You know, there's one. I don't know if it's sold yet. A huge house I go by all the time. It's right on the corner of Oneida and Walnut. And it's a big, old, huge house. Has that sold now? I know it's for sale for quite some time.
Yeah, I don't know if it did sell or not. I know the sign's still out there because when we drove by the other day, as a matter of fact, I turned
to... Is that a multifamily?
No, I don't think it is.
No.
There's incentive to bring it back to a single family from the city. They'll give you money to reconvert it because that was a bad thing that happened. A lot of people bought some beautiful homes and converted into 2-3 families, and that hurts the neighborhood. I mean, it's good. I get the income and all the income stream, but so we have an incentive. I don't know if we still do. We had an incentive program that if you bought a 2-family and converted it back to a single family, we would pay you X amount of dollars, certain percent.
Nice.
But the thing that you talk about these, that house that you're talking about on Oneida and Walnut, or even where I live, the beauty of the home sells it, but the location to downtown, like we still walk, to the cathedral, you know, we walk through the Daily Buzz and Voyager, and it's just, I like that part of it too. So it's like, to me, it checks two boxes.
Well, it does. And, you know, now having lived down here for the past year, you know, we're renting and looking for kind of our next place. We want to be walkable, you know, to where we love
Once you're able to do that, like, I mean, I put so few miles in my car, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, very seldom do I need to go somewhere that isn't walkable here.
Yeah.
And they talk about that 10-minute city where you can walk everywhere in 10 minutes. We have a ways to go here.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you walk D.C. or some of these other places where there's a Trader Joe's right there and theater. And we do have some theater down here, but we're getting there. But Oshkosh has this. They're working really hard on getting some housing. Of course, Appleton's awesome what they're doing.
Absolutely.
I mean, to live on College Avenue is the bomb. I mean, that's just, it's all right there. And but there are people who, you know, I get it. They want their half acre out in the sticks.
Yep.
But that's just not us.
Yeah, it is really nice. Like, we went and saw the Christmas jazz concert at the Tarleton.
Yes.
But it's like, you know, we can walk over, we can hit dinner, we can go to the show, we can walk home. It's really nice.
And some people stress about, you know, but people do stress about parking still. And when you walk.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about it. That's why during the draft, we're hoping it's nice because we just want to jump on our bikes and head down there versus having to drive.
Jim and I got to two different things at the Meijer, and we walked basically right from here to there. Right.
Yeah.
And I mean, you could go to the Heights right across the street from it, go to a show at the Meijer, walk back. I mean, you guys could do that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really unique to be able to have that kind of thing.
We love it.
Yeah. And you'll use it more. I mean, if you kind of get home, you know, the garage door goes down and, you know, are you really going to get back and go down to a show? Maybe, but it's a lot easier when you look out the window and it's like, let's go.
It's right there.
Yeah.
And restaurants too, you know, and they need our support. I mean, especially these next coming months, they're going to need our support because it's just tough right now, January, February, all restaurants. But looks like the Packers might go pretty deep into the playoffs. If that happens, that's great.
Be
that's
awesome.
Icing on the cake too. So
let me ask you this in regards to like a lot of people. I mean, there's a big thing in college, academics, whatever. Your football team doing well makes such a difference in the number of applicants they get to go to that because they want to be associated with that. Does Green Bay does really well in a season, like if they go to the Super Bowl, does Green Bay become more attractive for people to move here? Does it go that far, do you think, the Packer mystique and the aura of being a part of that?
I think any press is good.
Yeah.
Any press
is
good.
You know, we definitely, when they do well and people come in for the games, they're really interested in property around Lambeau.
That's what I'm asking. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. We get a lot of those calls where, hey, I was up for a game and, you know, we stayed in Airbnb. Keep us on the list for anything that pops up around there.
And we're really hopeful that, you know, when we have this April, we're on the world stage for, what, 3 or 4 days.
Yeah.
That
I'm so excited.
We can get people, if nothing else, to come back here again to visit, saying that is like an awesome city, you know.
Yeah.
Boy, to come back here and buy a place or live here. So we got work to do, but we have to sell the sizzle that week.
Yeah.
You know, leave some of the stuff out. Yeah.
Just give them a little bit.
Pull the rug over some of it.
Yeah.
No, just dating.
We're just going to mention all the great things.
So I'm not going to talk. We're not going to talk interest rates because we've done that for a long time and everything. But just in general, looking into 25, the way this year ended, looking at 25, gut feelings on, you know.
I'm optimistic.
On the business?
Yeah, I'm super optimistic.
I am too. You know, we've passed the election. I know there's other elections coming up, especially when you get into, you know, the global view of everything. But I do. I think that, you know, once we, you know, get over the hump of the holidays,
right.
I really do. I think people are waiting. You know, people have to move. You know, people have jobs. They're downsizing. They're upsizing. They're moving for work. They're moving to get, you know, close to a sick relative. People have to move.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we just need to be there and be ready for them.
Yeah. I think from a recruiting standpoint for Green Bay, I think we're doing, I mean, I say Green Bay, our municipality is one thing, and then Greater Green Bay is another thing. And I think Greater Green Bay is doing pretty well. But, we, you know, we have, talk about elections coming up, school board elections. Mm-hmm. And I've talked to more people that just, why don't you live, you know, they're like, well, schools. Yep. And I think that's great. That's their priority. It's not, this is close to work or this is the price. It's like, this is the school district I want and I have to drive a little bit further, but you know, the kids. And so that's going to be interesting to see, you know, what the plans are to keep the academics up or move them up, because that's super important to your realtors to recruit families.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting too, I think, for so many people who already are in this area who decide to move because of sports at schools.
Yeah, right? Absolutely.
That is such a draw, you know, or music programs, whatever their kids are into, they will move to get to the school that they want
to. And I want to underscore that just a little bit. We talked last week or 2 weeks ago, we did a show offsite for Simple Life Hospitality, the guy who rents out homes for the Super Bowl.
I know, we like some of those on Wednesday mornings. Like, why can't that be on a Wednesday?
Meet there.
That would be awesome. Yeah. We had a great time over there.
Oh,
phenomenal.
But we talk about the sports, and I think sports is just a door opener. I think there's a lot more to it. But so Johnny and I worked that show, and the Bayport kids came in.
Yeah.
And they won the national, or whatever it's called, the football.
State championship.
I don't really follow
it.
They won
the
Super Bowl. Yeah. I know. Yep. I told Jim that. Why didn't we have Notre Dame over there, too?
Yeah.
But, however, I just want to say that. So, and I talked to the coach after, you know, John knows him really well. The first time I met him, I said, he seemed like pretty good kids. He goes, these kids are awesome kids, good academically and stuff. And then that night, I had to work at the homeless shelter serving meals, and some of the Notre Dame kids were there for the football team. Sure. And I think that, so when you talk about sports, but sports can be a parallel to the academics too.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that's really important that we've done a good job of that here. I think Kimberly's done a really good job of that.
Oh,
to keep the sports up there, but also keep the academics. Or else parents, they're going to get some pushback. If you guys win all the whatever championships, but you know, your SAT scores are like what John's used to be. So we just need to.
Right. Yeah. You're right. Which was 2 points higher than yours. Which has been proven.
One.
2 points higher than yours.
How did you prove it? Did you bring it?
I brought in my.
You
I got
still
from
have
1974.
He did. He brought it. His ACT score was 23.
Oh my God.
His was 19.
No, it wasn't. It was 22.
What is like top 28?
No, 32.
Oh, 32.
And there's 32.
There's been a couple kids in Brown County who scored a 32.
Yeah. I know there was one in Alex's class.
But there's
really?
Yeah, I don't know if he went to Preble though, didn't he?
Oh, sure.
Spencer?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Spencer.
But I think he was Preble.
I mean, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, it incredible. Just is, and you get in the high 20s, you pick pretty much where you want to go, but
yeah.
22 with my personality got me. I never said I was an academic.
Major congeniality. Major congeniality.
That's what got me in.
Yeah.
And I was on probation, but I was all right. I got through it. I got through it.
So. Yeah,
anyway.
I'll tell you what. When the administration's people at Mesabi State Junior College saw that 23, they're like, hello, we want you.
They roll out the red carpet.
Hey, we got a winner here. I'm just saying. All right, we're with Ben and Dan and Malker. Moving with the Malkers. We're going to talk for a little bit. We come back. Mino and the Mayor, 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 in Oshkosh, 96.5 in Appleton, and the Civic Media app worldwide. Back right after this.
Mother wears his Sunday best. Mother's tired, she needs a rest. The kids are playing up downstairs. Sister's sighing in her sleep. Brother's got a leg to keep, he can't hang around.
Our house, in the middle of our street. Our house, You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
UW Systems spends $51 million of our taxpayer money for consultants. Three times the budget shortfall that triggered the Oshkosh layoffs in 2023. Why is there such silence from Democrats in the state capitol on this? Ask people at Richland Center, Waukesha, Washington County, if they got their $51 million worth for the UW system.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Cindy from Appleton.
Time Magazine has made the convicted felon the man of the year this year. Shame on them.
Time Magazine base their person of the year on impact and like newsmaking. The CEO assassination is pretty much the only news cycle that isn't entirely focused on Donald Trump, and yet it still relates to him because he has no health care policy.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
From De Pere to Suamico, 97.9 WGBW.
That was where we used to sing our house in the middle of...
Hey, welcome back. Ben and Deanna Melchor, moving with the Melchors. Well, give us your skinny on real estate, how it's going, what you perceive in this new year, like I just asked you and everything like that. But I think... in general, realtors are feeling pretty good about everything. And because there were such big question marks. There was, you know, of course, the weird thing with the interest rates all year. Then it was the election. Then it was Christmas. So now it's like those things are kind of behind us. And yeah. how are we looking?
Yeah, well, I think we're good. We're just waiting for those New Year's resolutions to kick in.
Okay. Mine and Jim's?
Yeah. Well, not Jim's. His is to travel more. But yeah. Hey, yeah. Speaking of that, you were talking about traveling Wisconsin. Have you seen that game where it's like a... you like a pull tab? It shows up on like Reels all the time.
Well, we play a lot of pull tabs here.
Where it gives you a place that you're supposed to go in the state of Wisconsin.
No,
so, yeah.
All
right. Yeah, you'll have to look into that.
Is that through Travel Wisconsin?
Maybe.
Is that what it is? And
there's
like cards and
yeah.
then you...
I just watched the little fun video that goes with it. So it probably is Travel Wisconsin.
Oh, that's kind of like where you were talking about earlier.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That would be I think that would be fun.
And just even twice a month. You know, we do plenty of stuff in Green Bay, you know, Frank shows and just botanical gardens. And there's a lot of cool stuff in Green Bay. But I want to just step out a little bit next year because I think it's going to be good for us to do as a couple because you can talk a little bit when you're driving there. Yep. And I think that might.
Well, we have such a beautiful state.
Yeah, we do.
Honestly.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so much here.
Were you guys driving around at all yesterday morning?
Absolutely.
Was that the most beautiful city?
Oh, like those trees.
Yep.
And right. Even right out your door here. Looked phenomenal with those trees being like that and those lights.
We were driving up to my parents' house, and honestly, we were on 54-57, and Deanna even said that. This looks like a postcard.
I feel like we're driving through a postcard. You
know, yeah. Absolutely.
So I was telling Johnny, I don't want to show you these. I took pictures because I was out taking my kids to the airport, and I pulled over. It was so unbelievably beautiful. And I been here forever, but... he didn't want to pull over because he was on 40. But I took a bunch of pictures. That was unbelievable.
Yeah. Like, it was just amazing.
I mean, when we talk about winter in Green Bay, that's what we need to show.
Yeah.
Not
snow
plows and people standing in, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Broken hip.
Cars along the side of the road.
All those things.
No, I just thought it was beautiful. Anyway, what are people to do right now?
Yeah. Well, you know, just kind of, you know, getting ready. I think everybody's kind of coming down off of the holidays. And but soon, you know, it kicks in once you get past, you know, New Year's and wanting to get your house ready. You start to think about what you want to do. What's your plan for the next year? You know, is your family growing? Do you need to maybe think about getting a different house? Are your kids, you know, done with college and you want to downsize now? So it's just kind of getting ready for that.
I will say this, though. If you're going to do some remodel, even replacing doors and windows and different things like that, put that order in as quick as possible.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, we did it. It's months of waiting.
Months of waiting.
To get somebody to install it is maybe months.
Yeah.
If you're looking to put it for sale this summer and you think you got lots of time and you want to do some updates, trust me. Get it ordered now. Oh, yeah.
The other thing I'm going to say.
Would you guys agree?
Totally. 100%. About updates. Unless you know what you're doing, don't do a DIY when you're going to sell.
Yeah. Yeah. Just because you can doesn't mean you should. Right.
Yeah. You know,
Celia's been leaking.
That's kind of a saying for you in general.
I know. Right. I know that. I know that.
Guys, could you actually, for your next visit, maybe have a list of things that aren't necessarily DIY, but that if people are thinking maybe this is the year that they are going to move out, some things that they can do right now
that would make
a big difference?
Yeah. You bet. Yeah. Indoor things, because it's cold. Yeah. We definitely can do that.
With Ben and Deanna, my daughter's looking for a place. And the guy said, look, it may take a year. This is New York.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's fortune out there. But just because they call you and talk to you, they don't have to be selling their house right now or buying a house right now. Just to get the relationship started. And you can be their realtors for the next 18 months.
Plus,
till they find
you never know what might come across your desk where you'd be like in your mind. It's like, oh. Yeah. So I know somebody specifically who might be interested in this.
Right.
Well, and Ben can attest to this. We've got a lot of people calling us right now who are thinking about selling in the spring. They want to have their home hit, you know, March and April. Yeah. What do I need to do now? They sometimes want a market analysis run, so they have an idea of and granted it could really change.
It could fluctuate.
But, you know, they're starting to prepare. And so I would say that's the one thing right now, especially after you get past the holidays, is start, if you're thinking about selling, start preparing. Start reaching out to some of your realtors. Have your, you know, interview your realtors. Know who you're going to use. And then really tap into the resources that they have, because they have contacts that might be able to get somebody, a handyman there, sooner than you.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Handyman and clutter.
Yeah.
Start working on clutter right now.
Boy, that's such a big thing. All over the internet, I mean, not that that's whatever, but so many things I've been reading about how decluttering can mentally help a person.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's a direct cause and effect.
Oh, yeah.
We worked with one lady, and she was going to sell. And just, you know, she's lived in this house. She was single. And so much stuff everywhere. And, of course, most of the stuff means a lot to her.
It was sentimental stuff.
Yeah. But we took a month. I went over there every week. We went through everything. We organized her furniture. We put things away, decided what she should keep. We worked on it for a month before we listed it. Help her paint her kitchen. And before we even listed it, she just started crying. Yeah. She just, everything felt so good. She had never, you know, everything was organized, and she just really was in finally a good place. And it makes a huge difference, even if you're not selling, to kind of, you know, declutter your life. And
that has become
simple.
A real thing as far as mentally how you're affected by that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I love those ads that they show where it's you know, some old lady standing in front of a hutch with all this glassware and stuff, and bet your kids can't wait to have this. you don't really want that. And there's another one where this guy's in the, you know, the like this tool, whatever those workshops that guys have in the garage, and it's just junk all over. He goes, son, someday this is going to be yours. The kids don't want it.
Yeah, no, they've got it themselves.
Beanie Babies are worth millions.
Okay, whatever. I'm going to sell whatever I can.
Can we keep them? Yeah. You guys stick around a little bit longer?
Sure.
Great. Right, cool. Yeah. Ben and Deanna Malachor in the house. Back after this.
It's Monday morning, he's kissing mama goodbye. He's up and gone with the sun. Daddy drives an 18-wheeler, and he's off on a Midwest run. And three sad faces gather round mama.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on Air. Hi, this is Jim Schmidt. Join me this Sunday from 1 to 2 here on WGBW as we talk about homelessness during the holidays in Green Bay.
Lean Local with Jim Schmidt, Sunday afternoons at 1 on 97.9 WGBW and the Civic Media app.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Heroicdeed.com.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The first numbers in the holiday shopping season show strong spending. MasterCard Spending Pulse says retail sales were up by nearly 4% from a year ago from November 1st through Christmas Eve.
As far as where shoppers spent their money, one of the categories where spending was up the most is apparel online. People buying clothes as gifts, or if you're like me, maybe for themselves. Jewelry and electronics also popular, while shopping at department stores did grow at a much slower pace.
ABC's Elizabeth Schulze said online spending was up by about 7%. It's expected to be another busy day in the holiday travel period. Hopper says 3.5 million people are expected to fly today. Four people were hurt in an altercation that led to gunfire at Phoenix Sky Harbor Airport Wednesday night. Police say the fight was between members of one family and the shooting occurred before anyone went through security. Memorials today marking 20 years since the Indian Ocean tsunami that killed over 230,000 people. This is ABC News.